Hello again, and this is Deacon Dan. Today is Thursday, the second day of April, and I don't know how your Lent has been going. I was a little bit worried when we started to spend more time at home, and I was told not to go into the workplace anymore and to do my work from home and that kind of thing, that I might stumble a little bit in what I had planned to do for Lent. One of the things, and I don't usually talk too much about it, but one of the things that I had decided to do for Lent this year was to only eat two meals a day and no snacks in between. That was my one of the things that I hope to do for Lent. And I'm very pleased to say that even though we've been quarantined here and I've been working at home for a while, I'm sticking to it. I eat my first meal around 7:30 in the morning. That lasts till about 2, and my second meal runs from about 3:30 in the afternoon till 10 p.m. So I'm sticking the landing here. I'm winning. April 2nd is International Children's Book Day, encouraging reading, promoting the love of books for children. It's also, oh, I love this, National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. I love it. I love PBJ sandwiches. They are a frequent go-to. I try to avoid them because I am actually trying to do a low-carb thing. But every now and then, and you have to make them just right, okay? You take good soft bread. If there is some health-related benefit to the bread you are about to eat, use it for something else. Don't use that for PBJ. It has to be a good soft bread, okay? Little butter on there. You got to put butter, regular butter. You can choose salted or unsalted. That's fine. A good generous layer of chunky peanut butter. Has to be chunky. And the jelly that goes on top, also generous, has to be grape. That's the only way to make a PBJ. When you eat it, it must be served with a large serving of plain potato chips. Nothing fancy, no cheddar and garlic, no sour cream and onion, no barbecue, plain, preferably Lay's. Old Dutch is fine. During the month of April, April is Deer Month, D-E-A-R. It stands for Drop Everything and Read Month. International Customer Loyalty Month. Be sure and patronize those businesses that are still open that you can in some way. National Card and Letter Writing Month in April. National Humor Month in April, and National Poetry Month in April. Or make a funny poem and you've got, you know, two things taken care of, and then write them down and send it to somebody. Then you've got the National Card and Letter Writing Month, and deliver it to a restaurant where you just ordered takeout. Then you've taken care of Loyalty Month, and then read the menu while you're there. Drop Everything and Read Month. We got it all. Did it all in one thing. I'm going to suggest that you and your family get together in some of your idle time and play a brand new game that I just invented myself just this morning, the Dumb Headlines Game. I think we talked about it actually before, but I think I've developed the idea a little bit since then. It's a fun family activity, the Dumb Headlines Game. Each person at home create a dumb headline for a news story or an article of some kind. Just invent something. Then everybody else has to write the article that goes with that headline. Wouldn't that be fun? Some sample headlines just to, you know, get the thought process going here for you, to prime the pump, so to speak. Headline number one, man makes new friends by avoiding cabbage. Number two, how to cheat at solitaire without getting caught. And number three, why LED lights smell so bad. All right, you come up with your own. You can do better than that. Play the game. Have fun. Well, during the great shutdown, barbershops and hair salons have been ordered to close their doors, which has led to an epidemic of local news reporters asking, how will this change men's grooming habits? Should that be one of those dumb headlines? I don't know. Experts suggest that more men than ever will attempt to cut their own hair or have a non-professional friend or relative do it for them. Beards are going to get even more popular. And a large percentage of the population will just let their flowing locks of lusciousness loose. See what happens. Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, donated is donating a million pieces of chicken. And what they're doing is KFC has announced that it'll be providing 1 million extra pieces of finger-licking goodness to franchisees across the country for them to distribute to their communities as they see fit. That'll be kind of nice, won't it? And go ahead, take the chicken, but for crying out loud, don't lick your fingers. No, bad, bad. Don't lick anybody's fingers. I want to make this clear. Don't lick anybody's fingers. Deputies say a Florida man was shot by the mother of three after he broke into her Florida home on Tuesday morning. He explained that he thought dinosaurs were chasing him. There was also some sort of a substance involved in this story. And Panama has enacted a strict coronavirus lockdown based on gender. I don't think they know how this works in Panama. President Nito Cortizo announced that women will be allowed outside Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Men on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and then on Sundays, everyone should stay home. I don't think they understand lockdown there, but anyway. An international team of researchers have proposed that Earthlings, you and I, theoretically, build our future moon base structures out of lunar soil and urine. They say an organic compound that makes up urine as an effective binding agent for concrete. Now, this also sounds like someone playing that dumb headline game we talked about earlier. Anson Williams and Donnie Most, do you remember those actors? They're going to reunite for a TV show. Happy Days stars, well, Ralph and Potsy. Yeah, they've reunited for a TV show. The two star as brothers in a comedy called Harvest Time. It's a half-hour show. It actually premiered last night, Wednesday, on YouTube. Harvest Time tells the tale of a man on dialysis who's in desperate need of a transplant. His brother promises to donate his kidney until he gets a better offer on eBay. Fun stuff to watch on TV, I guess, or on YouTube. All right, let's take a moment and pray. Lord, we praise you and thank you for the gift of today, including the joys and the trials you allow us to experience. May we see you in both and grow ever more close to you because of them. We ask you to keep us safe in body, mind, heart, and soul, and show us how we may serve you and our neighbors this day. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord today by your life. And don't lick your fingers.